This will prove to be a rather short hearing. All we're doing today is submitting committee bills for the 2009 session. This will, I believe, be our last committee.
Yes, Mr. Chair, it is.
And before we get going, I know at least, I know the one person here is not going to be with us next year. She's going to be over with all the kingmakers on the other side of the world. And even though I neglected to get her anything, because I'm just a thoughtless and sensitive bully, my able staff did go out and buy a little truffle for her. Representative Rosenbaum is a senator-elect from her district, and we're very proud of her, and we want to congratulate her. And I just want to give her this, and while she's enjoying it, she can think of all of us here in the House Business and Labor. So here you are, Senator. We will miss you.
Mr. Chair, I have one question.
Yes, Representative.
I was wondering if Representative Rosenbaum got to look at the plans and knew that they were having larger offices in the Senate, so that's why we made the move.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Esquivel, I was unaware of that. And
congratulations.
It would not have made it any less painful to be leaving you and all of my colleagues in the House. And I have really enjoyed serving on this committee over the last now, 20-some months. So that we haven't always agreed about issues. I think we've had done some great work and had good discussions, and I will definitely miss you. But as Representative Esquivel pointed out, I won't be far away, and there's plenty of room for you to come and visit me anytime.
Well, Representative, I've served on this committee with you for 3 terms, and we have gotten an incredible amount of work done in this committee. And I know you're going to be a strong voice for my little girl and all her little mates and labor and the state of Oregon, so we look forward to it. Okay, I'm a motion to submit the bills. Representative Esquivel?
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move that LC 1299, LC 1300, dated 9/03/2008, and LC 1404, dated 11/06/08, to be introduced as committee bills.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Esquivel moves that LC 1297, LC 1298, LC 1299, and LC 1300, dated 9/03/2008, and LC 1404, dated 11/06/08, be introduced as committee bills. Is there any discussion? All right, and seeing none, is there any objection? All right, then. So moved. Does anybody have any further comments today before we adjourn?
Oh, maybe I should.
Representative Rosenbaum.
Mr. Chair, I was hoping that, I don't know if we want to get anybody to come up here and update us, but I know that Teresa put in front of us a document from DCBS, the Department of Consumer and Business Services, describing their new proposed permanent rules dealing with workers' compensation and the medical fee issue and that whole discounting issue that we spent our entire last hearing on. I mean, I am very pleased, actually, that they seem to now have come out with a version that I think will take care of the problem that was being addressed and still allow injured workers to find providers and the system to continue. So I don't know what the schedule is of when. I know they're holding hearings on this proposed rule. I think they're this month, actually, aren't they?
Mr. Chair, Representative Rosenbaum, yes, the hearings will be on November 20th and 21st and through the division, in which, besides the one page in front of you, members and members of the audience, we do have a copy of the full rule for reference, and if you do want that. And I should also put on the record, too, that our last hearing, there was a request put into committee staff to submit a legislative opinion regarding the temporary rule, but because of the outcome of the new proposed rule, that was withdrawn.
Anything else?
So, Mr. Chair, I guess seeing Lou Savage as the only representative of the department in the room, I would just applaud the work that the department has done on this. Clearly, they got themselves in the middle of a minefield, and I am hopeful that this proposal actually will come out at the other end and have restored some order and allow the system to continue to work well. So I just want to thank Corey Streisinger, Lou Savage, John Schultz, and everybody else that worked on this.
I'd like to thank them, too. The system works really well. I haven't heard any, no one's called me with their hair on fire yet. Of course, it hasn't been etched in stone yet either. If people run off to litigate afterwards, that's their right, and if they wish, that's fine. But I hope it all gets smoothed out. I feel in light of this, there was really no need to continue to ask legislative council to spend their time on it. They're busy enough as it is, so I thought it was the wise thing to do. And I'm just grateful to the department, too. It was really, they were in a bad situation, tough situation, and I'm grateful that we're getting it solved. Anything else?
Mr. Chair?
Yes,
Chair. I should point out that we were going to have 8 concepts in front of us. We have 3 that were not ready in time for our hearing. They will be forwarded to the House Judiciary Committee for their hearing on December 11th to be considered on behalf of the committee. I do have those 3 LC numbers, LC 1500, 1501, and 1293. And when I do receive copies of those LCs, I will forward them to the committee. As an FYI.
Thank you very much. Anybody have any closing comments? This will be the last time we meet this session. I just want to thank all of my committee members for their diligence and commitment to this state. It's been a joy and a pleasure to serve in this position. I especially want to thank and heap incredible praise on our most able committee administrator, Teresa Van Winkle. She is a consummate professional. She makes us all look really good. And I spoke to Mr. Bracobian today, and if she's not back in this position next year, Rick, I'm going to be very disappointed. So that's on the record. All righty then. Anything else?
Is that a subtle hint, Mr. Chair?
It's less than subtle, Representative. Unless she's bumped up and promoted to overseeing several committees, which is quite possible. So that I will accept. Anything else? All righty then. With that, we're adjourned.